Doing your best. How often do you throw yourself into a project? I mean, really throw yourself into a project. There are some projects that don't feel like work at all. These activities just take you over. You pour yourself into it, and it's not an effort at all. Then there are other types of projects that are far more challenging. They require us to give a level of attention and focus that requires a huge amount of effort. And often with projects like this, we're happy when the project is over. We feel relieved that it's complete. But then at the same time, there may be a sense of anxiety. Anxiety over, well, now that this is done, what's next? What has to be completed upon the completion of this project? So clearly, we land in many different places around how we engage in work and how we take it on. But in addition to this, how do we evaluate our efforts? Do you ever look back and say, you know, I really did a good job here, or maybe I could have done better? Or maybe even there are situations where I gave this project everything, where I am left with nothing, feeling totally spent, exhausted, and in a sense, maybe even fulfilled because there's nothing of you left to give. That's really pouring yourself into a project. But this reminds me of a story that I heard years ago, and it was about a home builder. We'll call him John. And he was the best in his field. He was known for building quality homes, and he always went above and beyond what was expected. He would go that extra mile and get the better materials, the better quality elements for building, and you know, it showed in his results. The materials were high quality, top shelf. His homes were known by the standard of his quality work. He reached a point where he had been doing this for many years and he was ready to retire. And he let his boss know that. And so he basically tied things up and prepared to leave. And his boss appealed to him and said, you know, John, before you go, I want you to make just one more house. Well, they went back and forth because John was ready to go. The boss wanted this one more house. John was ready to go. And so John agreed after much haranguing from his boss. He said he would do it. Well, John gave instructions to his crew to get this job done quickly because the only thing standing in the way of him and his retirement was the completion of this house. And so rather than take the normal time it takes to order the quality products, he used spare parts. Rather than put orders in for the appliances that he normally used, he used secondhand appliances that were, some of them were scheduled to be returned to the manufacturer. And everywhere John could cut a corner, he cut a corner just to get this house done. After all, he was just looking at delivering this house so that he could be on his way. Well, the day of delivery finally arrived. and he met his boss at the house so that they could do the final walkthrough. And as they did the walkthrough, the house looked fine. Everything was in good shape. And at the end of the process, the boss turned to John and handed him the keys. He said, "John, for all of your years of valuable service and high quality, reliable products, this house is yours." We, in many, many ways, are the same as John. We have the capacity to do great work, and yet there are times in our lives when we cut corners, we take the easy route, or we just do enough to get things done. We're better than that. We have so much more to give than we give. We may provide good or great service, but there's always a question, no matter what we provide, what could we make better the next time? How could we improve? What might we add to the next experience so as to enhance the total encounter? I will leave you with this. With each new day, we have the opportunity to engage that question when we wake up in the morning. And the question is very simple. What can we do to make this day better? What would it look like to give this day our best? God bless.